The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 11 of Ms. and Mrs. And the only way to sum this episode up is Browns win.
The fact that they were lucky enough to have filmed this day with the Browns winning is amazing.
I don't even know what to say about this other than I appreciate the whole back half of the episode, but I really kind of wanted to see Miz and the boys getting wasted over off this beer fridge. So, okay, let me set this up for you. If you're not an NFL fan, so the Browns have gone like 2 or 3 years without a victory. Like, they've been winless, and it's been horrible for Cleveland.
They went 1-15 1 year, and then they went 0-16. So 1 win in 2 seasons, and the win was at the very beginning of the season.
Yeah. So, and the Browns are kind of the joke of the NFL anyway, but this didn't help. So Bud Light decided to do a promo this year where they put 35 locked beer fridges, or I should say 34 locked beer fridges, in somewhere in and around Cleveland, and I think around the United States in general. But there were 35 total of these things. Somehow Miz, and I want to know how he did it, other than for the show, got his own personal beer fridge, which, by the way, he had to set up, so that was the honor system right there. But, like, somehow he got his own personal Cleveland Browns beer fridge, and what this is it's locked full of beer, and when the Browns win, the chains come off the fridge, and everybody gets wasted. Like, that's what this is. It's a victory fridge.
Yeah, victory fridge. There were 37 beers in the fridge.
Oh my god. So.
Yeah.
That just makes this worse. So anyway, so the episode kind of opens with Miz and Maurice screwing with this fridge.
Well,
they're driving.
They were first in a car. First,
they're going out somewhere, and Maurice realized that, you know, there's something powdery on her shirt, and she doesn't know if it's spit up, if it's formula, if it's breast milk, if it's deodorant. She doesn't know what it is, but it's something from the baby. They know that much. And then they start talking about Instagram people and how she was like, I saw this chick on Instagram and she was all like done up and stuff, and she's at the workout and she's talking about what a great day she's having, and the hashtag is Fine Time. And they're both like, F you so hard, because it's like, they go, we used to be those people, and then we had a baby. Fine Time, my ass. There is no time. Like, they're trying to find time to sleep and eat and maybe possibly make another kid. I mean, just the amount of stuff they're doing is insane. So, you know, it resonated completely wrong with them for it. So, yeah, and that's the joke through the whole series is hashtag Fine Time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we go to Miz installing this cooler, and he says that his buddy Ryan and Dolph Ziggler are coming over to watch the game.
You know, Ryan Cabrera, famous artist.
Yeah, you know, just some dude from Cleveland. Yeah, anyway.
Just some random dude named Ryan. That's all.
So anyway, so Maurice is like, oh god, you know, oh why? And he's like, well, you know, maybe you should have, like, a girl's day, you know, because his guy friends are coming over. They're all going to watch football together. So he's like, why don't you and your mom and, you know, you take your friend and you go out and you have a spa day and you get your nails done and you do all the things that you do you.
Go get pampered. Go get pampered.
Treat yourself. Have a mom. Have a girl day. You know, you deserve it. I'll take the baby. You just have a day to yourself.
And she's like,
and
all right.
So she's like,
yeah, cool.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not gonna, you know, turn that down. She's good with it. So Ryan shows up. He has to sleep in Monroe's room with an air mattress and a pink mini blanket. So he's like, seriously, like, you told me not to get a hotel, and this is what you're giving me is your daughter's room with an air mattress. Which I find the fact that they have a bedroom set up for her with a bed a little insane.
Well, they had a box spring. They didn't have a bed.
But it's ready to go for her when she needs to move into a bed. Like, it's already ready.
Well, they had the space. I would assume they had an extra box spring. I don't think it's set up because they pulled the crib out from there. So it's like there was where the crib was.
Yeah.
I think they just made it up for him. That's all it was. I don't think they actually have it set up for the bed yet.
It looked like it. Because they had, like, the little crown with the tool over the bed.
Maybe they did. I don't know.
Anyway, so he's like, okay, fine, you know, and they're joking about having, you know...
Can I have a visitor?
Yeah, visitors and guests and whatnot. Because Dolph is getting the guest room, by the way. They have one guest room in this big, huge house, and Dolph is getting it. So we cut to Dolph arriving... Ryan and Miz are watching the game. Dolph shows up with like 6 minutes left in the game. He's coming in off the road. The guys are yelling. They're screaming. Maurice is telling them to shut up because the baby is trying to sleep. They ignore her. They're like, it's fine. It's fine. They're getting ready to win. It's fine. Just take the baby inside. And well, Browns win. Browns win. Browns win. Everybody's ecstatic. They're running around like idiots. They're yelling. They're screaming, and then the chains drop off the fridge through this magical signal that Bud Light sent out. And then you watch three grown men get plastered. And the fact that we didn't get more of this makes me really, really, really sad because there were levels of stupidity reached in this that I felt like are mythical. They had 37 beers to drink between the three of them. Take that in, y'all. 37 beers. So that's about 12 beers each. A case each.
12 and a quarter. 12 and a third per person. And
so needless to say.
Shenanigans occur.
Shenanigans occur. We cut to the next morning. Maurice is...
No. We have to talk about them in the paddle boat.
Okay, all right, fine. So basically, they're running around getting drunk. At some point, the paddle boat gets involved. They're all racing in the paddle boat as they're trying to chug a beer while they're racing in the paddle boat. Dolph has performance issues.
He did.
With said boat.
He couldn't get his paddle boat moving.
He had a problem. So we cut to the next morning where the pool boy is, like, fishing the beer cans out of the pool. Mm-hmm. Dolph is passed out in the paddle boat, drunk, still drunk probably. Ryan is somehow made it upstairs to bed, and Miz is on the couch. And needless to say, they're all three hungover as hell. But it's a big day for Maurice.
Because it's girls' night, so she gets to go out, and, well, the three hungover men get to take care of Monroe.
So basically she wakes Miz up and she's like, okay, all right, I'm going. Bye.
Also make sure she goes to class at 11:30.
Bye. Miz is hungover as hell. They all three are. Dolph is drinking again. He makes himself a Bloody Mary, basically hair of the dog type thing, so he feels better. He offers it to the other two and they're like, oh my God, why? Why are you doing that? Ryan gets an IV to hydrate so he can kick his hangover. And then there's Miz, who's just like, I'm just going to suffer through this.
Just going like to suck it in. Just go.
Just go, because he doesn't have time to deal with this. You know, but they have to take Monroe to this class. This thing, whatever it is, which is at 11:30. Mm-hmm. So we see Maurice, Marjo, and Maurice's friend. They're all out for breakfast. They're talking. And, you know, at one point the guys call. They're looking for Monroe's stuff. They can't find it. Maurice is like, dude, you're going to be late. And he's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. It's fine.
Got this.
We got this. So they throw everything in the car, themselves in the car. They gently place Monroe in the car because you don't throw the baby.
They spent like 10 minutes looking for baby wipes, by the way.
Yeah, he could not find the baby wipes in the house.
He had to call her to find them. And she's like, you guys are still at the house?
And then she starts freaking out at lunch because she's like, they're still in the house. Like every woman does when a man calls and he's running behind and you're like, why are you still there? Get moving. So anyway, Ryan is still getting his IV during all of this.
Yeah, he had no cares in the world. He was like, I'm just going to get my IV.
Because he's hydrating. by this hangover guru or whatever this guy is. So anyway, so they eventually all get in the car to go to this class. Miz is still hungover. And basically he tells the boys, you have 15 seconds if Monroe starts to cry to either feed her or get a nipple in her mouth before she starts screaming, which is not what he wants
now. Not today.
Not today. And so they're like, okay, so she starts to get a little fussy and Ryan's right on it. He gets the bottle in her mouth and she starts eating. And then they start making nipple jokes. Dolphin, Ryan, and Miz is just like, why?
What'd you do?
Why did I bring you two? Why? So Maurice calls because she knows they're running late. She knows they're not going to be there on time. And so she's like, okay, all right, yeah, you know, how's the class going? It's great. And they're like, it's fine, it's fun, you know, yada, yada, yada. And she's having a great time. And Maurice is like, oh, send me pictures. And he's like, okay. And then they fake the phone breaking up and disconnecting.
Like you do.
So anyway, we get to this infamous class. And as if the hangover struggles weren't enough, it's a music class with drums. Just soak that in. They all have hangovers from hell and they're going to a music class with babies and drums. That's like everybody's worst nightmare.
Miz looking into the camera just like, oh God, get me out of here.
He's like, really? He's like, no, don't make me go in. I don't feel good. Please don't make me go in. But he's like, you know what? Maurice does this every day, whether she feels good or not. She takes care of Monroe every day while I'm gone off doing what I do. So I can suck it up and I can do it for her and the babies. I'm going to go in and I'm going to do it. And of course, Ryan and Dolph, ride or die, go right in with him because it's like, well, we can't stand here and look like jerks. So we're all going in together. So meanwhile, Maurice struggles to relax, you know, as she keeps calling to check up on Mike and the baby and everything. And, you know, they're at the spa, they're in their seaweed wrap, they've got their hydrating masks. And then her phone starts ringing.
Repeatedly.
And she thinks it's Mike. And so she's like, okay, all right, you know, I'm just going to check my phone. So she's trying to like awkwardly reach for her phone because it's right by her. And she ends up falling off the table. And the first thing out of her mouth is, I think I just busted my boob.
By the way, it was DirecTV calling, not the Miz.
And they all have a good laugh about it.
Mm-hmm. Monroe enjoyed the class. She just, you know, it's good. She enjoyed it. She was having a lot of fun. The boys got into it. It was fun. And then Maurice and her friends are out and they're eating and Miz calls and she's sort of, yeah, I enjoyed myself. I relaxed. I had a great time. And when she hung up the phone, it's like, so I'm a good liar.
Right.
It's great.
I'm a great liar. And it's, they're like to the most non-relaxing day ever. And then the girls basically get drunk. Mm-hmm. And now it's Maurice's turn with a hangover and Miz brings her coffee in bed and he brings her Monroe and they're talking about the day and she's like, well, I don't think I relaxed, but I did have fun. And Miz is like, well, you deserve it. And, you know, she's like, you know what else I deserve? I deserve a Bentley. Girls got priorities. Not gonna lie.
But he did get her a gift.
He wants to show her what he learned in class yesterday. And so he goes and he gets a drum and he starts banging on the drum and singing at the top of his lungs. And she's like, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you in the face. I'm so going to kill you in the face for this. Like, and Monroe is enjoying the crap out of it, but she's like, I'm going to kill you in the face.
And then I'm going to get you back.
So yeah, that's how the episode ends with Mike walking off, banging his drum. And yeah, it just, this was a great episode.
It was awesome.
I wish there had been
more drunk shenanigans.
Yeah, more, like, I kind of want the outtakes of the drunk shenanigans. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure they only aired what was network appropriate.
Yeah.
Just, you know, reasons. Mm-hmm. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Rack Radio Show. Check out The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Follow and subscribe. And use creator code RocketSock at Fortnite.com/shop.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. This has been The Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 12. Till then, bye!